The car rebounded from the guardrail, not with sufficient momentum to reconnect with the truck, but with so much torque that it pivoted 360 degrees again. As they spun glided past the truck, Hatch fought for control, but the steering wheel jerked erratically back and forth, tearing through his hands so violently that he cried out as his palms were abraded. Suddenly, the moderate gradient appeared precipitously steep, like the water-greased spillway of an amusement park flume ride. Lindsay would have screamed if she could have drawn breath. But although the safety strap had loosened, a diagonal line of pain still cut across her chest, making it impossible to inhale. Then she was rattled by a vision of the Honda skating in a long glissade to the next bend in the road, crashing through the guardrail, tumbling out into the void, and the image was so horrifying that it was like a blow, knocking breath back into her. As the Honda came out of the second rotation, the entire driver's side slammed into the guardrail, and they slid 30 or 40 feet without losing contact, to the accompaniment of a grinding, screeching, scraping of metal against metal. Showers of yellow sparks plumed up, mingling with the falling snow, like swarms of summer fireflies that had flown through a time warp into the wrong season. The car shuddered to a halt, canted up slightly at the front left corner, evidently hooked on a guard post.
A terrible presence has come back with Hatch from the other side that links his mind to a psychotic's so that a force of murderous rage courses through him.
Sunshine glimmered on and glinted off the multitude of vehicles that churned both north and south in two great rivers of steel and chrome and glass. Outside, the temperature was hovering around 80 degrees, but Hatch was cold. As a sign notified them of the upcoming Culver Boulevard exit, Hatch leaned forward slightly. He let go of the steering wheel with his right hand and reached under his seat. It was here that he went for the gun and pulled it out. She was looking in her purse for something. He would not have been too surprised if he had found a gun under his seat, for he still had a frighteningly clear recollection of how fluidly the dream and reality had mingled and separated and mingled again last night. Why not now, even in daylight? He let out a hiss of relief when he found that the space beneath his seat was empty.